Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Help Wired track how political ads target you on Facebook by Caitlin Kelly. With a user base of more than 2 billion people who can be chopped and sorted by almost any conceivable data point, men ages 21 to 45 living in the United States who are parents to preteens and like Fortnite, women with a bachelor's degree who are away from family and whose friends are recently engaged, Facebook advertising is an incredibly powerful tool. Much attention has been paid to how foreign influence operations used the platform to target and manipulate U.S. citizens in 2016, and with good reason. But that election also demonstrated that political campaigns and local organizations can take advantage of these features. Regulations around political ads on the web has been uneven at best, and thanks to micro-targeting, today's advertisements can be that much harder to track. Amid backlash and increased scrutiny, not to mention the threat of regulation, Facebook and other social media companies have taken some steps to increase transparency around ads, especially political ones, but they're still an enormous target for bad actors. Even this past Friday, Facebook announced it was removing hundreds of pages and accounts run by U.S. citizens that used sensational political content to drive traffic to their websites in ways that, quote, have consistently broken our rules against spam and coordinated inauthentic behavior, unquote. The New York Times reports that at least one of the pages, Right-Wing News, used Facebook ads. With just a few weeks left before the midterm elections and 2020 looming after that, the many ways in which political advertising on Facebook can shape our society, whether it's a grassroots campaign rallying supporters in innovative new ways, or clickbait farms adding fuel to the partisan fire for a quick buck, demands further exploration. That's why Wired is partnering with ProPublica, the award-winning news nonprofit, on their multi-newsroom project to collect and analyze political ads targeted to Facebook users. Campaigns use all sorts of online platforms to reach constituents, but few of them come close to Facebook's power. And as ProPublica noted last year, Facebook gives users more information about why a particular ad is targeted to them than other online platforms provide to their customers. So they built a tool, the Facebook Political Ad Collector, to scrape that information as well as the ads themselves and put it all in a searchable database. The project has collected more than 76,000 ads so far, and journalists have used the tool to discover campaigns that violated FEC rules and scams posting as political ads. The tool has also exposed non-political ads like job postings, whose narrow audience targeting may violate anti-discrimination laws. The tool is just a simple browser extension, and that's where you, our listeners, can help. ProPublica's database is entirely crowdsourced from volunteers who browse Facebook while using the extension. The more people who do that, the more ads it will collect and the more robust its database will be. All you need to do is install ProPublica's free extension on Chrome or Firefox, sign into Facebook, and scroll away. Note, if you have an ad blocker enabled, it won't work. If you're feeling especially ambitious, you can help train the algorithm ProPublica developed to automatically filter political ads. The extension can show you ads from your own newsfeed as well as those others have seen, which you can then mark as political or normal. Crucially, the tool won't collect your personal information, not your Facebook ID or identifiers, not your profile information or contacts, not what you do on the platform. It just copies the ad, the targeting information Facebook provides with it, which you can also view by clicking the top right corner of a sponsored post, and selecting, "Why am I seeing this?" and some other metadata like the time and date the ad was seen. It won't identify which individual users see a particular ad either. You can read more about how the extension works online, and ProPublica has also put the source code up on GitHub for anyone who wants to check it out. Since last year, Facebook launched its own political ad archive, but it currently doesn't include the more detailed targeting information. Reporters are also finding clearly political ads that Facebook's algorithms don't catch. ProPublica's tool is still a valuable, independent resource. If you're a Facebook user, we hope you'll consider downloading the extension and contributing to the project. Who knows? You might find something interesting in the political ad collector, too.